Today we start Perek Gimel of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, third out of the eight Rokim. Perek Gimel deals with the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, mainly the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach HaKtoides, which is the inner Mizbeach, and the Kiyor, the four big Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Perek has 18 halachis, and the first 11 deal with the Menorah. And we are going to learn about the Menorah today. Let's go through the basic outline of the Menorah. The ideal is that the Menorah should be made out of gold. And we mentioned earlier that the Menorah, if it's made out of any other metallic elements or materials, it is kosher. But it's interesting, in most cases, if something is lechatchila or just bidiyeved or not as best as you want it, it doesn't really affect other protim. It just, you'd rather do it gold, but if not, you did it silver or copper. But when it comes to the menorah, so many halachis of the menorah that we're going to learn about today have to do only if the menorah is made out of gold. Once it's not made out of gold, so many of the halachas that we are going to learn today do not apply. So let's describe what is a menorah. The menorah was 18 tefachim high, which is 3 amos. And the menorah obviously had 7 branches. In front of the menorah, there was a rock. In other words, when you saw the menorah, you saw like a step stool that had a few steps, 3 steps, where the Kohen would go on these steps to prepare the wicks, put in the oil, prepare the menorah. That was the first thing you saw when you approached the menorah. Then you saw there was a base of the menorah, which according to the Rambam, was like a half moon, that it was like this half moon shape. And it had 3 little fisalach, 3 little feet that came out from the menorah, which, interesting, that's one of the discussions, we know that we hold that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was diagonal, like the Rambam says, and writes in his own picture describing the menorah. And people say, hey, there is a menorah on the Arch of Titus in Rome, which seemingly is the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, where there are round candles, round branches. And people are quickly to, point out, besides very interesting writings on the menorah, but that menorah has no legs, while the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had little fisalach, so that obviously was not a description of the actual menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So now let's discuss the menorah that you do see. The menorah we're going to be talking about, the beginning of this year at least, is the menorah made out of gold. When you make a menorah out of gold, the menorah obviously is going to be made out of one solid piece, and the weight of the menorah is going to be a kikar. Including in this weight of the kikar is the actual menorah and the kalim, which is not really kalim because it was connected, but the cups of the menorah that you actually lit, the lamps of the menorah on top, they were all included in the kikar. However, the other kalim of the menorah, for example, you had tongs or different other vessels that were used to prepare the menorah, even though they were made out of gold, ideally, nevertheless, they were not included in the measurement of the kikar. So, you could use extra gold for those kalim. Doesn't have to be under that qualifying measurement of a kikar. The menorah that we are talking about, our golden menorah, has 42 designs on it. What are these 42 designs? We are going to have 22 cups. The Rambam describes the cups as Alexandrian cups. Alexandrian cups were narrow cups on the bottom that got a little wider towards the top. According to the Rambam, in this picture, the cups are upside down. And the Rebbe says that's because the idea of the menorah is to be mashpia, is to give, like you're pouring. It's giving light to the entire world. That's why the cups of the menorah were upside down. You had buttons, the kaftoirim. According to the Rambam, he describes the kaftoirim as oval shape. They weren't a full circle. And he calls them tapuchim krusiim. They are a little long and, in other words, more oval shape. And you had flowers, prochim. And he describes the flowers as flowers that you would find on top of the columns. In other words, especially if you look at the Roman, the Greek columns, they would build these big colosseums, big columns. They would have like these decorations, these flowers that would come out on top. They would like stick out a little bit. And those were the types of flowers that we are talking about. Now the Rambam uses another description in regards to the ornaments on the Mizbeach. He says they were all mishukadim, which means they were almonds. What does that mean? You have to understand. You have a pasuk. The pasuk says that v'amnoira arba gvim, on the base branch of the menoira, there were four cups, mishukadim, almond designed, kafteire ufreche, which means the buttons and the flowers. Now there's a machlokes if mishukadim, when it says almond design, is it referring to the first half of the pasuk, which are the gvim, or is it referring to the second half of the pasuk, which speaks about the kafter and the perach? The Rambam's of the opinion that, being that we are in doubt, so let's make them all mishukadim. What is mishukadim? Is a design that they would make a certain almond shape. It was a certain design that designers used those days. What's fascinating is that even according to both opinions in the pasuk, we're seemingly talking about just the middle branch of the menoira. According to the Rambam, he says that they were referring to all 42 designs, ornaments on the menoira. So therefore, that's a very interesting dion in the Rambam. Where does he know that it's referring to every single one of the 42 decorations? When it's not made out of gold, there's a few differences. It doesn't get these designs, these 42, you know, flowers, cups, and buttons. It does not have to be made out of one piece. And obviously, we don't have to worry about the weight. And if it was hollow, it would be kosher as well. But obviously, we don't make it out of broken shards. It has to be, you know, respectable. Now, how did it work? How was the actual design of the menorah? So we have the middle branch, which we call the main branch of the menorah. And it had four gevim, two buttons, and two flowers on the main branch of the menorah. Like the pasuk says, Uba menorah arba gevim, mishukadim kafteireh ufrecheh. Kafteireh means plural two, ufrecheh plural flowers two. Now, there was another perach, another flower, all the way on the yerech of the menorah, which is the bottom of the menorah. Like the pasuk says, ad yerecha ad pircha mimenu yiyu, that there was another flower on the bottom. If we were building a menorah, how would we build it? Again, the menorah is 18 tvachim high, so this is exactly the way it looked. The base of the menorah, the reglayim, and we said on the base of the menorah there was a perach, there was a flower. That was three tvachim. Then you had a break of two tvachim. Now we're holding five tvachim. And in one tefach, you had a gevia, a button, a cup, a button, and a flower. Right in the bottom part, the bottom third of the menorah. And then once again, you had a break, tefchayim cholok. Then you had a tefach, which you had a button. Now, coming out of these buttons were the two branches, the diagonal branches that would come out. And then, once again, you had a break of a tefach. Then, once again, you had another set of two branches coming up. Then you had, again, another break of a tefach. Then, again, once again, you had a tefach with a button and two branches coming up. So altogether, you have seven branches. They are all equal in height. In other words, at the end of the day, they have to all reach the exact same height. So obviously, some branches are shorter than the others because some are coming out higher in the menorah, some are coming out lower in the menorah. So obviously, that's going to be a discrepancy in the actual length of the branches, but the top, in other words, their goal, where they're going to stop, is all going to be seven branches of equal height. Now, on top of the menorah, you have three tvachim, and these three tvachim, you have three gevim, a kaftar, and a perach. And the same is true for the other branches of the menorah as well. Now, the six, we have the ner ha'imtzoi, which is the middle candle, the main base of the menorah. The other six candles, they had neirois, they had different lamps that were, you know, that's where you put the wicks to hold it. That was directly connected to the actual menorah. They were facing the ner ha'imtzoi. They were facing the middle candle. And that middle candle is called Ner Maravi. It's called the Western Candle. Now, as we mentioned in a previous shiur, that according to the Rambam, the menorah was set up in the Beis HaMikdash north to south, meaning seemingly that all candles were equally distant to the western side. When you're facing a menorah that's north to south, so all the candles are equal distance to the west and to the east. So why is the middle candle called the Ner Maravi, the Western candle? With what is it more western than any other part of the candles, any other part of the menorah? And the answer is because while all the other candles were facing the middle candle according to the Rambam, the middle candle itself was closer, placed closer, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it was actually more west. Its light penetrated more west. It was set up, situated more west than the other six. That's why even though it's the same wavelength from north to south, it was called the Ner Maravi. It was called the Western Candle. This is, in short, the description of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. In the coming shiurim, we will go through the Shulchan, Kiyur, and the Mizbeach HaKedoshim.